Hi there, Pam Coben-Litvak here. If you are facing severe stress and have been dealing with symptoms of anxiety and depression as a result, I'm so glad you're taking this e-course. Developing stress-absorbing beliefs is one of the best things we can do to minimize and manage the stress in our lives. The beliefs I'm going to share with you are recognized by stress researchers and health professionals as the best of the best, because they can increase our resilience to stress. Psychiatrist Catherine Connor from Duke University writes, "Resilient individuals are characterized by their personal competence and determination, the supportive relationships they form, and their reliance on faith and prayer." So the most powerful stress-reducing beliefs will fuse these three components: a healthy viewpoint, strong relationships, and spiritual faith. I'm basing this e-course on 20 years of experience studying and teaching the effects of stress on mental health. Together, you and I will cover five of the most powerful stress-reducing beliefs that I know of. Think of each like the cliff that absorbs the pounding of a turbulent surf. Here's the first one. I accept God as my spiritual parent who loves me. This love will be the basis for the value I place on myself and others, and will be the release point for all my fears, anxieties, and worries. What would life be like if we filtered everything that happened to us through this one belief? How do we commonly see our own value? Here are some common bases we use to build our self-esteem: how others see us, what we have in terms of wealth, talent, looks, or education, and what we've done as far as successes and failures. The problem with these foundations for self-esteem is that they're changeable. They shift around constantly, creating rapid and wide swings between high and low self-esteem. One day you're successful and feel great about yourself, but the next you fail and feel worthless. There's only one objective, unchanging foundation for personal value. It's the value God placed on us through the gift He gave us. The Bible says we are a treasure of infinite value to God. How do we know this? Because He paid an infinitely high price for us. Nothing can alter your value in God's heart. Nothing. Not personal failure, not rejection from others, not financial failure and poverty, not lack of education, nothing. When you realize how much God values you, it can take the worry out of life. Listen to this. Do not worry. Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? Seek first God's kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. The Bible says, "Cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you." That's good news, isn't it? God has invited us to give Him all our worries. Philip Yancey records the following prayer. If you can relate, feel free to pray it as well. My God, I wish to give you the gift you so much desire. I wish to commit myself to you once and for all, so that there shall be no taking back. Though I cannot keep myself there, your fingers can hold me there. Your strong, gentle fingers, always giving way and never letting go. Your wise, subtle fingers, wrestling so gently against my puny rebellions, that I tire myself trying to climb out of your hands and come to rest at last in those wounded palms.